Now, here's something I want you to use with special care.
Everything you give me.
It's treated with equal contempt. Yes, I know, but that's an underwater camera. It takes 8 pictures in rapid succession by pressing that button there.
Is that clever?
But if you can take pictures in the dark with an infrared film, yes.
Welcome to the fourth podcast of the Jim Church School of Digital Underwater Photography. This is Mike Haber.
And I'm Mike Mezgleski.
And we had a good time this past weekend. We were up in New Jersey for the Beneath the Sea show.
Yep, it was a tremendous show. We did 2 seminars for the folks there, and they were both packed houses. Everybody had a good time, and for those folks who did attend, we thank you very much.
And for those of you who were there and heard about our podcast for the first time, and now you're tuning into the podcast, we give you a special welcome. Now, one other thing, a little piece of house cleaning here. For those of you who are listening to the podcast from our website, we want to remind you that you can go to the iTunes Music Store and download the podcast from there as well. You can subscribe so that every single week the podcasts come back to you. Now, one other thing, at the end of this particular podcast, we're going to have a special announcement about our very, very first contest.
So, without any further ado, let's get to podcast number 4.
Today's topic: manual exposure is king.
Every digital camera comes with an impressive array of exposure mode options. Using a dial or some sort of a toggle switch or a combination of both, the photographer can choose between fully automatic mode, program mode, aperture or shutter priority mode, or manual mode.
These choices provide us with the means to decide how we will select the correct combination of aperture and shutter speed in order to achieve our desired ambient light exposure. The novice or first-time camera user might select full automatic simply to make life easier. In this mode, the camera makes all the choices, with the photographer given little or no opportunity to make any creative exposure adjustments. In many cases, the camera will even decide which ISO to use. Simply put, this is true point-and-shoot.
Program mode does pretty much the same thing. However, the photographer is given some creative exposure authority. We can select the ISO we wish to use, and we're allowed to shift our exposure to favor a particular aperture or shutter speed setting. We're even given the ability to exposure compensate, which means that we can override the camera's aperture shutter speed choices in order to make the final image a little lighter or a little darker than the camera thinks it should be. But remember, in program mode, the starting aperture and shutter speed are selected exclusively by the camera.
When we move to aperture or shutter priority modes, we have now gone into partnership with the camera in determining the appropriate exposure combination. Of the 3 exposure variables, ISO, aperture, and shutter speed, we will select 2. In aperture priority, we select the f-stop as well as the ISO, while the camera determines the shutter speed. In shutter priority, we select the desired shutter speed as well as the ISO, and the camera decides which f-stop to use. In both cases, we maintain the creative ability to compensate exposure.
Finally, there's manual mode. In this mode, we take total control. By observing the light meter display in our viewfinder, or the LCD panel, we must adjust both the aperture and the shutter speed to a combination of our own choosing. In manual mode, we also have the responsibility for selecting the ISO we wish to use. When using our camera underwater, the manual exposure mode provides us the greatest opportunity for success.
In topside photography, any one of these settings will serve you well. A photographer might own a camera for years and never move the setting out of full automatic, and may be very happy with the results the entire time. Remember, our digital cameras, with their sophisticated exposure modes and metering systems, were designed to make our photography simple and foolproof in a topside world.
Once we place our topside digital cameras in a housing and bring them in the underwater environment, conditions change that make our wonderful topside camera not so foolproof. Topside, our cameras work very well in determining exposures in mostly ambient or natural light conditions, regardless of exposure mode selected.
Underwater, this can be problematic. Unless a scene is composed almost entirely of an evenly lit subject, such as a whale shark out in the open blue environment, or stingrays on a flat white sandy bottom, your camera is going to have to make some difficult exposure choices, most of them wrong.
Consider the fact that you're shooting in a world of shadows. Light and color drop off as you descend deeper underwater. And these shadows provide your camera's metering system with complications. If the camera considers the darker area of your image and exposes for that, then your blue water will be overexposed and be more of a milky white than blue. If the camera selects the blue water to meter on, your shadows may fall black. And if the camera meters between the two areas, the resulting image may be a grayish blob.
So what do you do? The solution is very simple. Take the decision-making away from the camera. To best explain this, let's create a mental underwater scene. Imagine a beautiful underwater scene. In this scene, we are on a coral reef with majestic red sponges and purple sea fans rising from their coral bases. The reef is framed with the azure-blue tropical water, and the sun is at our back. How should we meter this scene?
Well, strangely enough, for metering purposes, we don't care about the reef. In fact, the reef is only going to interfere with our metering of the scene. What we want to do is meter the blue water. Now, we'll get into this in a much greater detail on an upcoming podcast. We want to switch our exposure mode to manual. Turn the camera slightly away from the scene that we just composed and adjust our aperture and shutter speed to correctly expose for the blue water. We then want to recompose our shot and take the picture with the aperture shutter speed combination that we set when we metered the blue.
If we had used either automatic, program, aperture, or shutter priority modes, the camera would have readjusted the exposure based on the darker reef elements of the picture, and our exposures would have been wrong. So of all the exposure mode settings on the camera, manual is the only one that allows us to make all of the correct exposure decisions while preventing the camera from making any wrong decisions. Manual exposure mode underwater is king.
But what about those sponges and sea fans? Well, no doubt the imaginary photo that we just took would have made the blue water perfectly exposed, but it would have rendered the sea fans and sponges a dark black blue. With careful positioning and creative composition, however, this could make a stunning silhouette. But I want them lit too!
With very little exception, our best underwater photographs come from a judicious mating of natural light and artificial light. In this case, that's what we would need to do. We would need to meter the scene in such a way as to produce a rich, beautiful blue, and add just the right amount of strobe light to properly illuminate the sponges and sea fans. And manual exposure mode is the best way to get us there.
But that is another podcast. So, as Mike had mentioned earlier, we have a contest for you. So here's what we want you to do.
It's going to require you to go back and actually listen to the beginning of each one of the previous three and this podcast. As you may have noticed, at the beginning of every podcast, we've got a little clip from a movie. And the first four podcasts, those clips had something to do with photography. So this is more of a trivia contest. What we'd like you to be able to do is go back there, listen to the beginning of the podcast, and figure out what were the four movies that these clips came from. The first person who emails us at
podcast@jimchurchphoto.com
is going to win a copy of Jim Church's Essential Guide to Composition.
So, get your headphones on, get your iPods tuned up, listen to those four podcasts, and let us know what you think those four audio clips from the movies are.
Now, the deadline for this contest is next Saturday, April the 8th. So you have 1 week to put your thinking caps on and try to figure out what these movies are and where the clips came from and email us with your correct answers. Remember, the first person who has all four movies correct is going to win the book. So until next week,
this is Mike Mezgleski
and Mike Haber,
and we'll see you next time.
You're right. A telephone at the very least.
Oh, day by day. But I'm truly sorry to have to dash off like this, but there's been a bit of a flap at the office.
What kind of work do you do, anyway?
Oh, I travel. A sort of licensed troubleshooter.
Keep in touch.
Anytime, Jay. Any place.
Another time. Another place.